Hi, my name's Tony. I'm an alcoholic. God almighty, what a meeting. I was supposed to speak on the 27th of December, but God in his infinite mercy put me into hospital. I had a trapped nerve, so I couldn't speak here. But I couldn't get away with it, so here I am. And I'm glad to be here. I'm a very grateful recovering alcoholic. And I say that because I really mean it. On the 27th of December, when I was supposed to speak here, was the 20th anniversary of my last drink. So I've got over 20 years now, a few days over 20 years. I got sober here in Los Angeles at the Pacific Palisades Group on a Monday night, the 29th of December. So I take that as my AA birthday. Although I stayed sober 24 hours on my own after the 27th, thinking about AA, thinking maybe I have a problem, maybe I don't. So God knows how I survived those 24 hours and had the common sense left to do something for my life, because I'd never done anything for myself ever, or was too proud to ask for help. I couldn't turn around to see the newcomers. I don't know how many newcomers here, because I've still got a bit of a problem with my back, which I think is all to do with my alcoholism. But the newcomers are here. I can tell you that this has been, for me, the greatest 20 years of my life. It's been the most dramatic adventure. I couldn't have dreamed of a better adventure, a greater adventure. It's been scary, wonderful, frightening, all those things. When I first came into AA, I heard many speakers, and I heard some very charismatic speakers who seemed to have a great grasp of their subject, seemed to have an understanding of the dynamics of alcoholism, many speakers. And I used to follow them around and listen to them, and I thought, I wish I could speak like that. Maybe I would be able to speak like that one day. Well, I never did get to that point in my sobriety. I've always been a little nervous of speaking, and I don't know why. I have no idea why. But I've given up trying to put on a good show. I can only describe my feelings being an alcoholic. I don't have a great intellectual grasp of anything. But I do know how I feel, especially these last few years. I was born in South Wales. I'll give you the format, as in the big book, what it was like, what happened, and what it is like now. I know how I feel as an alcoholic, and I know how I felt as an alcoholic at the age of 4. I think my father was an alcoholic, a periodic alcoholic. My father spread an atmosphere of great gloom and depression around him, because that's what he was. So I remember my early recollections are ones of gloom and depression and fear. And that's not unique. I think millions of people experience that, but they're not all necessarily alcoholics. But I always felt like the outsider all my life. And as a child, I was definitely didn't belong to anyone. And I had no friends. I was a lonely little kid. I didn't bother with any other children. I wouldn't play with any other kids. And when my father used to come home from work, my father was a baker. He used to come home from work at the end of the day, and he'd ask my mother, where's he? Where's Tony? And she said, he's up the end of the street. And I'd always be at the end of the street looking at my thumbnails. All the other kids were down the other end. So I guess I was destined for this program. And I see lonely kids today, and I wonder if that's what they're all, you know, what they're going to grow up like. All I can describe is my feelings of loneliness and fear. My first day at school, I knew I was on the wrong planet. I had no grasp of anything intellectually, of any of the subjects that were being taught. I, for years, put myself down as an idiot. But I realized that I was just different. I had a slower metabolism, maybe. I had just a slower grasp of things. And those feelings of inadequacy and oddness.